This is the Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I know you have a company, sir, called the Pacific Report, which gathers statistics and raw data on Americans and their habits. So you're a pollster, right?
First of all, Phil, I do teach high school football.
I know that. So you're a high school football teacher and a math teacher, but you have this business part-time?
I do have this business part-time. It is done on my time. And I have a number of clients, news gathering agencies. We have two food companies and an auto mall. So I have it because it helps me also in a statistics class that I teach. And the complaints that people have called in about our efforts to conduct these surveys, I think have a lot to do with the fact that I was raised Catholic. I think people hate Catholics. Obviously, I got a lot of prejudice as a kid growing up Catholic. And now with this whole Catholic priest thing.
Well, they say that what I've heard, sir, is that you are conducting phone surveys and you get a little pushy. And what has happened is that they have called the DA and they would like to have your business either shut down or curtailed.
All right. I'll address the DA situation first off.
And for you people just joining us, we're talking with Vernon Dozier. He is a president of the Pacific Report. They do, would you call yourself a pollster?
We gather data. We conduct polls. You can call us that if you want. There's a lot of different terms for it. But data gathering, really, and statistical compilation is what we do.
All right. So they say you were getting pushy on the phone.
Well, when you say they, Mr. Henry...
Well, I'm talking about the people that you call.
Oh, absolutely. And to answer that question, no. I was not pushy. I was conducting a phone survey, and the question was... If they felt anxious or worried after 9/11, I asked people on a scale of 1 to 10 how anxious or worried they felt after 9/11.
Okay.
And I found out what I usually find out. People lie. They won't tell the truth. Other pollsters put up with it. I don't.
Now, what do you mean by other pollsters put up with it? And what do you mean that people, when you call their house and you ask the question, are you more anxious after 9/11 on a scale of 1 to 10? How anxious are you? You are ascertaining they're lying?
Yes, I am. And I'll tell you why. Because most of them are saying not that anxious, or I'm sort of anxious, or it's a number, it's a 5. Only 3%. Now listen to this, and I want your listeners to hear this too, because this is such a lie. And, I have conducted my business openly and above board. And when I call your home, and I don't mean you, Mr. Henry, but anybody, and I ask you a question on a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous are you after 9/11? And you say, a 4. You are a liar. You're a dirty.
All right, calm down. Okay.
Well, it's what I do for a living.
All right, so ask me the question. You don't have to ask me the question. So most people are saying they're not that anxious.
That is correct. Only 3% said they were highly anxious. Now, that is and allow me to characterize it, Mr. Henry, that is a filthy lie. They're just as nervous and anxious as they were. I am anxious. I am nervous. My wife is anxious and nervous, and I think it makes sense to be anxious and nervous. After all the things we've heard about nerve gas and everything else, and I call these homes and I say, how nervous are you? And people say a 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. That is a disgusting prevarication, and I will tell people that I don't believe them.
Well, the problem you're getting into is you're saying you're going to call back, right?
I simply say to these people, you want to be a comedian? I can be a comedian, too. And so I call them back. Now I say, are you ready to give me the truth?
Well, there's a thing, Mr. Dozier, called torturous business practice, where you make repeated harassing or annoying phone calls. That is against the law.
I'm not making harassing phone calls. You got to understand something. I am making phone calls that are based upon a business need to get accurate information. Now, when I call a home and I say on a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous are you about 9/11? And some housewife who wants to pretend like she's a big shot and she ain't scared says, I'm only a 4 or 5, I will say to her, you are a liar. You're lying to me. You're lying to my clients. And I'm one pollster. I'm one survey taker that isn't going to take it. Now, Gallup the guys that work for New York Times, the guys that work for Time Life, whoever, they take it. They'll swallow as much of that, it comes out of your rear end. They'll just go ahead and put it between two slices of bread, take a big bite out of it, and smile and go, I don't. I don't. And that's the difference between me and...
I gotta tell you, those polls that if you don't mind me interrupting...
Go ahead.
Those polls that I hear published, well, 100% of the American people say this and 20%, I just take them with a grain of salt, man.
And the reason for that, Phil, is because most people are lying sacks of you-know-what, so nobody takes them serious. When you get a poll that has been commissioned through the Pacific Report, which is my company, by God, you're getting the truth.
And well, what is the percentage of Americans that you think are still nervous about 9/11 then?
I say, based upon the stinking liars that I've been talking to, I would say a good 45 to 50% of the American people are as nervous and as scared after 9/11 as they were in the months following 9/11.
All right, we're talking with Vernon Dozier, who has been, you've been contacted by the DA, sir. I don't want to bring ill repute upon your business, but that's the truth. People think you're harassing them. This gentleman has a business called Pacific Report. They conduct phone surveys. They're pollsters. And the question that you asked 2 days ago was it 2 days ago, sir?
It was a weekend question, yeah.
All right. It was, how nervous are you or how anxious do you feel after 9/11? He said only 3% of the people said they really feel anxious. He considers that to be out-and-out lying. Why are people lying?
As I mentioned, they want to pretend like they're big shots, like they're tough. And
all right, so people think that they want to be a big shot to a pollster?
Absolutely, Phil.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I guess I got to ask the audience this question, too, because I think it's a very good question. When a pollster or a surveyor calls your home, do you tell them the truth?
I think you should ask that question, and I think you should also say something else. If my company, Pacific Reports, calls your home, then you better be ready to tell the truth, because I can sniff horse dung from blocks away. Now, I know when someone's lying to me. And when I ask the question, how nervous are you?
How nervous are you, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't mind telling you, Mr. Henry. I'm very anxious. I have acid in my stomach. I am extremely anxious after 9/11. Why wouldn't I be? That is a normal thing to be after 9/11. I am scared. I'll tell you right now, my wife, I cannot fly without my wife bringing towels to towel me off because I'm in a cold sweat. Now, that starts from the minute we hit LAX to the minute the plane lands, wherever we're going. I am drenched in sweat, and my wife spends a good 85 to 90% of her time on the flight toweling me off, patting me down, going and getting more towels because I am soaked in sweat. And the other thing that I think is impacts us all, Phil, is physical health, because this does affect one's physical health. And I have not had probably I don't return to a solid bowel movement for at least 2 weeks. Now that is the God's honest truth. See, I tell the truth, but people that I call up, hey, are you worried about 9/11? Oh no, Jesus.
You know, sir, can I point something out?
Yeah.
You sound very angry.
I am angry, sir. I'm very angry.
You sound angry, and it sounds like you're so angry you're ready to break something.
I'm simply saying, don't treat me like an idiot. When I call your home, and I ask you, and when the woman lies, she says she's not scared, then I tell her, I'm going to call back. And if you don't tell me the truth, there might be some trouble.
All right, now that's what the DA is going to say is a threat.
Sir, what I'm saying...
That is a threat, sir. That is a threat. That can be taken as a threat. You can't call someone's home and say, you're going to be in big trouble.
I'm not saying physical violence. I'm not.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to do anything, sir.
Then why say that?
Because it gets them to think.
It gets them scared.
Well, then maybe for the first time in their lives, they won't lie. Lie, lie, lie. That's all I get.
1-800-449-8686. Gemma, hello, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just listening to this gentleman. I'm listening to you, sir. And you're getting so upset, and I don't understand why. Whether people overestimate or underestimate how they feel about a question, really has no pertinence. It doesn't make any
difference.
Yes, it does.
It has pertinence to my business, to my business. And my business is gathering accurate data for the people that contract with us to provide them with information.
I don't understand.
I'm sorry? Hello?
Jim, are you there? No, we lost the caller. Okay, let's... That's too bad.
Well, if I could answer the lady's question.
Go ahead.
You know, she asked me why am I emotional. Okay, I'll tell you why I'm emotional, because this is my livelihood.
Well, you're a high school teacher.
No, but this is a business that I've started. And when some housewife thinks she's going to sink me... Now, you got to understand something. I applied for the loan, the small business loan. I have bought the computers. I opened the business up in the basement of my home. And I told the people that I work for that they're going to get accurate information. And when some housewife that I call up thinks she's going to sink me after everything that I have done, after pee and blood.
Okay, sir.
No, but Phil, I was in an automobile accident 2 weeks ago, not 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago. That caused
I know, but I don't need to hear the you really are passing blood, sir?
Yes, I am. As I was racing home to compile data, because it had to get emailed on a I forget the name of the file, IPG, I think, or something like that, or I think it was on an MP3 file, but I had to get the stuff emailed, and I raced home, and I ran into a car, so I could almost hear the fear whistling out of that woman's rear end, and God.
All right, hold on for just a second. This is a man who's built a business, a statistical data assembling business. It is his feeling that when he calls people's homes to get information on a survey, they're lying. I try to be honest, don't you? Do you ever get these calls at the house, Craig or Janice? I get them at the house. If I have time, I will take the survey. Ever since I bought my new car, I get a lot of these. Can you tell us how you like your car? I was on the phone for a half an hour with this lady. I was trying to be very polite, right? I realize some of them are time-consuming. But I personally, I'm just speaking for myself, I try to be as honest as I can be. This man thinks that people who respond to surveys at home lie. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Back with Vernon Dozier. He is a pollster. You do this as a part-time business, sir. You also, are you calling from school right now?
Yes, sir. I'm in a teacher lounge right now, but the business that I conduct, sir, is primarily a weekend and early week business.
Well, it's a part-time business, but you're calling people up, surveying them. You ask the question, how nervous do you feel after 9/11? And they said, not really. You said only 3% said they really felt nervous. You find that to be untrue.
Not only do I find it to be untrue, I think it's a purposeful lie. You know, I've been taking these surveys for a long time, Mr. Henry. What's to make people tell the truth? Nothing. You go, hi, my name is Vernon Dozier. What's your favorite color? Purple. Well, you are a lying pile, because nobody would say purple. Everyone knows that that's a lie.
And you're calling these people back?
That is correct.
All right, well, the DA of Los Angeles County is familiar with your case, sir. And
please don't indict me, Mr. Henry, before this thing goes to trial.
Well, I have a tape recording of you. Are you familiar with Marjorie Hubert?
I'm familiar, and I've heard the tape, and my attorney has a copy of it.
All right, I'd like to play a segment of it on the air, if you don't mind. This is you calling this woman back and demanding that she tell you the truth.
I have nothing to hide, sir. Go ahead.
All right, here it is. Craig, go ahead and hit it.
You are lying! You are lying! I said you're lying! Tell me the truth, you cut!
Please.
Sir, that sounds frightening.
I'm proud of that call.
You're proud of that?
Yes, I am, sir. That.
Did we lose the line? You there?
I'm right here, sir, yes.
You're proud of that?
Yes, sir. That's what I call grade A work. That is grade A survey taking work.
Screaming at a woman, an elderly woman.
Oh, don't bring the elderly woman thing. Let me tell you something, Mr. Henry. Every time somebody says to me, elderly woman, it reminds me of my mother. My mother was an elderly woman, and she was as tough as a $5 steak. I'm telling you, she was dead. She played that old lady thing, too. She played me. She played my father, and he died of thrombosis at 55. So don't tell me the old lady thing.
It's a scary tape, sir.
Well, you know, I can't stand the heat. Get out of the kitchen.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Judy. Go ahead, Judy. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Well, I think this man is crazy, first of all. And I'm not a housewife, so unfortunately I'm not home to get his telephone call for a survey. But if I did, I would have to hang up on him. He's obviously a very sick man, and he needs psychological help. And just hearing him
say, I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying.
Someone would lie and say that their favorite color was purple, well, right off the bat, he's got a screw. Purple is my favorite color.
Well, you know what, then? You're a liar. And I've got no problem calling
you. I feel real sorry for you, sir.
Oh, you feel sorry for me?
Really,
you know.
Help.
Okay, let me ask
you
something.
Really,
let me ask you something. I can prove you're a liar. I can prove you're a liar. Name something that's purple.
Anything I want to be purple.
No, you don't know.
My
favorite color is blue.
The clothes that I have on today is
my,
purple.
My favorite color is blue.
You have
blue.
No
you're
right to call anybody a liar.
Yes, I do.
Because you have
their
phone numbers doesn't make you the right person.
See.
Why do you think
you
this lady's?
A lot of help.
Why do you think this lady's lying about purple?
Because everybody who has a favorite color knows something that is that color. She didn't have anything. My favorite color is blue. What's blue? The ocean, the sky. See, I know what's blue,
the
but she's got no favorite
purple,
thing.
Sir.
She's got. How about
you
a flower?
You do the
you
best.
Know of a purple
you
flower?
Do the best trying to talk over purple, talk
purple.
Over people. Because you can talk faster, and perhaps because you're a school teacher, you've learned to talk over people.
You know, Ms. Yes, I do. Nice. I have to talk over babbling children, and many times the purple people. Did you just say that?
You're in the wrong profession.
Wow, did you hear what she just said, Mr. Henry?
What?
She said purple people. And I'm nuts. And
no.
I'm nuts. Yes, you did. I've got my own tape. I have my own tape of that call, by the way. I've got my own tape of that call. Listen to this.
You are lying! You are lying!
I can't believe
he is crazy.
I can't believe you would be proud of that.
I am. That is what we call grade A professional
How
work.
How could anyone be proud of something like that?
Judy, you are a lying sack. Okay, and that's all I'm going to say.
This is an elderly lady. Have some respect.
Oh, don't start with the elderly lady thing. My mother died at 97. She put my father in the ground.
I'm not 97.
She
but
tried
I
to put me in the ground.
Woman.
All right, Judy. Thank
and
you. All right, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We're with Vernon Dozier. I'm going to take more phone calls, guys, after the break, so hang on. I only got about a minute before we... how can you say you're proud of that work?
That is standard by the book survey work. Now, you ask anybody. Ask Gallup. Ask New York Times Survey. Ask Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The big ones, the LA Times, Mirror Company. That is standard by the book work. And it is
that's like those cops that beat Rodney King saying, oh, yeah, that's exactly what we do. Something's wrong with that.
So now you're going to tell police officers how to do their job. I just want to be clear, Mr. Henry, that, you know, you know everything.
No, I don't know everything. And
listen to this.
You are lying!
You sound insane.
Lying!
I am proud of that work.
And you hear the lady saying...
Tell me the truth!
Do you hear the lady saying, please don't?
Yeah, that's what old ladies do. They play weak. They're not weak.
1-800-449-8686. This man calls your home, takes surveys, and if he thinks you're lying, he'll call back. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
You are lying! You are lying! I said you're lying! Tell me the truth, you cut!
Please
That's a tape recording that we procured for our broadcast of our guest today, Vernon Dozier. He's a man who has a survey company, and he harasses people, according to the DA.
I think you need to really watch what you're saying, Mr. Henry.
Allow me to just finish, sir. You are harassing people when they don't tell you something that you think is the truth. You call them a liar. You say that they are individuals that are engaged in trying to, you know, cover up. You call them back, etc. And I believe, and you think that that screaming and yelling is professional work.
Absolutely. I stand by it. I'm proud of it. Because if you, and this idea again of old, see, most of the people that you contact during the day when you call these surveys are, guess what they are? Take a wild guess.
I'm not going to do any guessing, sir. Please tell me.
They're old people, okay? And what they do is they sit at home, and they get a phone call, and I'll say, hello, I'm with the Pacific Report, can I ask you some questions? And now all of a sudden they think they got a call from their long-lost son, and they're going to sit there, and they're going to bang my ear, and lie, and lie, and lie, and lie. On my favorite colors.
Hello?
I'm sorry, my favorite color is purple. And no, I'm not nervous about 9/11. And, yeah, I think the new Toyotas are great. And every filthy lie. And my mother, who could open a can of tuna with her ass. And I mean that, Mr. Henry. And
I don't think I appreciate the reference to your mother that way, and I don't think she's even relevant to what we're talking about. We're talking about your abusive behavior, sir, conducting these surveys.
It is not abusive behavior. Let me tell you something else. Call my clients. You can call the various news agencies that I work with. You can call the... I've got two food companies that I work with. I have two auto malls that I work with. I get results.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Renee. Go ahead, Renee. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I've been listening to this ridiculous talk about you. I guess my thing is, I've got just one thing to say. You're calling me asking my opinion.
Yes, ma'am.
You're taking me off guard. First of all, you're interrupting my day. And by the way, I am a housewife. I work my early day, get my day in. I'm home after noontime, so I would be home, and I am not old.
What work are
and
you
I am
your housewife?
Listen,
what,
I am
what,
talking.
What work are you,
you
doing?
You allow me
let
to
the lady
speak.
Finish.
I'm a phone
See,
operator,
she's already
so
lying.
I do exactly what it is that you claim to be doing.
She's already lying.
No.
Why?
Listen.
Because she
I
said
am,
she was a housewife,
what,
and she's not.
What is the reason for you thinking that me giving my opinion, which is what you're asking for, what do I have to prove lying to you?
Okay.
What do I have to prove?
All right, here it is. What you have to prove? When I ask people the question, are you more nervous today than after 9/11? And they say, no, I'm fine. It's because they want to pretend like they're tough and they're big shots and
or
they're not scared.
Or it could be that they're confident the country is actually doing their job now.
That's a very good point. People are not afraid of because our country is protecting us.
Oh, I suppose that's why 200,000 people were marching against the war. Give me a break.
And that's also their opinion.
Okay, let me ask
is
you a
not?
Question, Renee. Let me ask you a question, Renee.
Uh-huh.
200,000 people, as formidable as that is, does not represent the entire country. What is your question?
My question for Renee is, it doesn't represent the entire country, huh?
No, sir, it does. It was 200,000 people in San Francisco.
That was 200,000?
Yeah.
You said 200.
That's not a lie. I misspoke.
All right, let me ask the lady. What's your favorite color?
What does that have to do with this conversation?
I'm going to illustrate.
You want to ask me the question that you asked your caller?
No, I want to illustrate a point, ma'am.
You want to ask me the question that you would ask me.
She's afraid to tell me, Phil, because she knows I'll call her on it.
What's your favorite color? Call me. I'm home.
What's your favorite color?
Red.
Is she lying?
Yes.
I'm lying. And why am I lying? Because I'm giving my opinion to you?
Nobody.
Because my answer is not the same as yours? I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Ask the lady the question that you asked people.
All right, ma'am. Do you feel more, on a scale of 1 to 10, how anxious do you feel now after 9/11?
I would say 50. 50% or 5.
See, that's a filthy lie.
And because my husband doesn't have to swath me with cloth, I'm lying to you? Because I heard that, too.
What is that, ma'am?
You said that your wife needs to swathe you with cloth because you're dripping sweat. Because that doesn't happen to me, sir. I'm lying to you.
Ma'am,
I don't understand.
There are millions of Americans that go weeks without a normal bowel movement.
Bowel movement have to do with this? You're being ridiculous. Let's talk about what we're talking about.
No, I am. It reflects the level of anxiety. All right, first of all...
So does sweat, but I'm not sweating about it, because that's what my country is supposed to be doing. They're taking care of the issue.
Mr. Dozier, I can tell you that while I go into the world knowing that it's a different world, I do not go into the world mopping my brow of sweat or having bad bowel movements.
You know something, Mr. Talk Show Host? Your job is to look good for your...
No, don't go down that road, man. I'm telling you the truth.
Your job is to look good for your listeners, so you lie your ass off. And
listen to this tape, Renee.
You are lying! You are lying! I said you're lying! Tell me the truth, you god!
Does that sound like a man who's well to you?
No, and I'm going to tell you this. If he was in my school district and teaching my kid, I would not allow it. And I don't think he should be in that
Ma'am, I've won six divisional titles, six 2A division. Now, that's the first truthful thing you've said.
Good.
You know how I know?
Because you've won a medal.
You've got to watch your language, please.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I apologize.
Yeah, see, she can say that, and I'm crying out. My soul is crying out to say the F word right now, but I can't.
Look, don't be angry at somebody who has called in with a very intelligent and very honest. And Renee, I thank you for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. She's being honest. Her favorite color is red, and she's not nervous.
You want to hear something funny?
Go ahead.
Her favorite color is yellow, because she's got a big, bright yellow streak right up her back. And that's what's happened to America since 9/11. Now, I need to put a wine cork in my rear end from the fear, and I bet you have to put a thermos in yours. So why do people lie? I'll tell you why they lie. Because they want everybody to think they're a big shot. They want everybody to think that they're, you know, big time. They want everybody to think that they can do it all. They're like, what is that freak that they had on the news the other day? That daredevil son of a bitch who shows everybody up, makes everyone else feel as if they got a penis about yay big. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I know the American people because I conduct surveys. And when they tell me they're not afraid, they are lying, capital B-I-T-C-H-E-S. You can spell that one out, because I certainly won't, sir. I have too much respect for your audience.
Well, I think they can spell, sir.
Well, okay, but at least I didn't say it like that lady said, the S word, and I've been, my soul has been crying out to say F or MF.
Let me go over to Lydia. Lydia, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, yeah,
yes,
I'm calling about your September 11th question.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe a more appropriate response instead of yelling at people is to find out why they answer so low. That would make it a more thorough survey.
Because they're liars.
Perhaps you might find, like me, I would say a 4 or a 5 myself. And why? Because that's something that I have no control over.
Why can't you tell the truth?
So it's the truth. I have no control over it. You have no control over it.
Right.
So it's not healthy
why do
to
I need
worry
you?
And make yourself ill over something you can't control.
Okay.
And some
Mother
people's
Teresa.
Response might be that. If I can't control it, I'm not going to let it control me.
Okay, Lydia.
So maybe a more appropriate response would be, why do
Norman
you feel
Vincent
that
Peel.
Way?
Lydia.
Why
don't you write a book? Because, you know...
don't be rude.
Well, she's trying to give me advice.
Sir,
I am trying to explain
to you why you might be getting the answers that you are getting so that you can get a more informed opinion instead of yelling at people.
Ma'am, I can tell
when
you
this. Yell at people, you're doing the exact opposite of what you're trying to do with taking polls, which is get people's opinion. If you yell at them, then you're not going to get their opinion. But if you ask them why they feel that way, then you'd know, and you can give your clients a more informed opinion.
Is that it?
One other thing.
Oh, I didn't think that was it. Yeah.
No,
let the lady say what you...
No, that's okay.
I'm concerned the fact that you are getting so worked up, even over just these phone calls, sir, and that you are having health problems is something that you really should check. You really need to go to a doctor to figure out why you're having these massive sweats and bowel problems, because that is an issue for you.
Is that it?
Yeah,
because
that's
if
it.
You have anything else, don't let me hold you up.
Well, would you like to ask
all
me
right,
my favorite
sir, color? Do you want to be sarcastic?
No, I'm not. All of a sudden, she's Dr. Kildare, Mother Teresa, Norman
Well,
Vincent
you
Peel,
seem to know that everybody's lying. What are you? You're the great Christie now? You know the truth?
Ma'am, I'm a survey taker. I'm
you
a
must
poster.
Be a psychic because you know everybody's lying.
But, all right, let me ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how scared are you after 9/11?
Well, if you were listening to what I said, I would have told you 4, and I told you the reason why.
The biggest lie I've ever heard in my life. And you know something?
Oh,
are you religious?
Yes, it is.
No, ma'am, are you religious? Because there is a hell. I believe in Jesus Christ, and you will cook.
Oh, well, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you really need to get down on your knees.
And the
because
guy's
you
and the
cannot control
you
the situation, and you are trying to control people, which, if you know anything about God and the Bible, it's a freedom of choice.
Lydia,
everybody has
Lydia,
a freedom of choice.
You lied today when you said it was the great Kresge. It's not. It's the great Kreskin. So that's a lie. You said...
That was a mistake. That's not a lie.
No, everything's a lie because he knows everything.
When was the last time you had a solid bowel movement? I just...
That is none of your business. But
well,
let me tell you this. I do not break out in sweats, and I do not have the problems that you have.
Ma'am, I don't think I've got a health problem. I believe that
Do you think it's normal? Do you think that's normal to not be able to use the bathroom and, as you say, to put a corkscrew up your behind? Do you think that's normal?
I would say this, that ever since 9/11, it is a natural fear that some raghead is going to jump out from behind a building and toss a bomb at me. Okay, that's number one. Are you going
to
have normal bowel movements?
To you, that probably could happen, and not by a raghead, by the way you treat people. Second of all, it's not a normal response to have it happen in the manner you're getting all worked up over conversation.
Yeah, you can't get into an airplane and mop your brow with sweat.
Hello, both of you. 9/11, 2001, two airplanes flew into two buildings. Another one flew into the Pentagon. And I am being irrational?
At this point, yes.
What's up?
Hello? The fact that you are getting so worked up at this point, yes. The government is
Lydia, my mother.
We're not talking about your mother. I don't want to talk about your mother. I heard about your mother.
She has nothing
to do with this issue.
She haunts every waking moment for me.
Well, you need to go and talk to somebody about that. That's an issue. That's an issue that you need to work out, and maybe that'll help your sweat and your bowels.
When I go outside, I run as fast as I can in a zigzag motion to avoid terrorist bullets. And I scream in fear just looking out the door. And why
sir,
do I do
that? Sir, please, you need to talk with someone about that can help you. I can't help you.
And why do
what I
do
I can
that?
Say to you is that you need to speak with someone and get counsel.
Oh, God.
You know, if that's, you've got like agoraphobia, you have.
Oh, really? Okay, well, listen, Ben Casey, can we?
You know, I will say this, you are a sarcastic son of a gun, aren't you?
I am trying to save my life and the life of my kind. I want to ask Lydia a question for my survey. Lydia,
yes.
What is your favorite color?
My favorite color is maroon.
What? What do you mean maroon?
Oh, well, it just...
Maroon. It's
believe
a color.
It. It's a red color. It's a shade of red.
I thought maroon... Forgive me. I thought that was you know what an octoroon is, right?
No, I don't.
You don't know what an octoroon is?
You don't have to tell her.
No, I thought that's what she was referring to.
You don't have to tell her.
An octoroon?
Never mind what an octoroon is. Lydia, thank you so very much for being another voice of reason here, because when I hear that tape...
That's not even a color. Maroon is what happened to Gilligan. All right?
Okay, well, you go get a box of crayons and check it out. And another thing that you should check out is really, seriously, all jokes aside... With the problems that you're having, the problems that you stated about your mother, you need to talk with someone about them, and that's serious.
Oh, boy.
Thank you for allowing
Thank
me
you
to
very
speak.
Much, Lydia. Listen to you, man. And what do you mean maroon is what happened to Gilligan?
That's what marooned is.
Maroon is a color. It's a shade of deep red.
Well, that's my mistake.
Oh, well. At least she's not lying.
I thought she was lying.
You thought she was lying?
Yes.
What's your favorite color? Marooned. In other words, what's your favorite color? Factory.
What, Factory Gray or...
Oh, come on, you jackass. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, the problem with you, sir, is you're a control freak. Here is Bob on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Bob.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Fine.
I'd like to respond to this guy. I think that he's the one with the yellow streak.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
You know what? Say that to my face, and bad things happen to you.
Oh, you're threatening me?
Sure. Sound like some twerp.
Yeah.
I coach football, number one.
Okay.
All right. Enough said.
Yeah. What, your point?
You say that to my face. You say I'm yellow to my face. And
well,
you won't be vertical for long.
Well, you know, but anyway.
Well, that was, you know, watch your language, Mr. Dozier, okay?
I just like to say a couple of things. Number
right, okay.
One,
we got a break.
Aren't you going to hear what the guy?
No, neither do I want to hear you either.